Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Wait, what? Wait, what a bunch of wussies. All right, listen. There's an article out saying one in three Americans is scared to go to the doctor. Ooh, so spooky. Really? Really? What is so scary about coming into my office? Really? What are you guys all scared about? Come on. Grow a pair. All right. Apparently, there's a new Gallup poll saying one in three Americans are so scared to go to the doctor that they will forego having medical treatment done. Really? The Affordable Health Care Act, I guess, kicked into gear over a year ago. And, yeah, I know. Dun, dun, dun. And apparently, they say now, I'm really shocked by this number, according to Money at Time Magazine, 86% of Americans now have health insurance. What? Up from 82% in mid-2013. Are you kidding? Really? 86% of Americans have health insurance. They said in a new Gallup poll, though, a third of Americans say they are not getting the medical care they need because of the cost. They are putting off medical care more than ever. Apparently, in the 14-year history of this poll, uninsured Americans, they say, aren't the only ones delaying medical treatment, but people with private health insurance, 34% at least in this poll, are skipping out because it's too expensive. Now, that I understand. Okay, now I don't want you guys being scared of the doctor because you think I'm going to give you the cooties or the I'm like the boogeyman. Okay, they said 28% of households that earn $75,000 or more report that family members have delayed care. Why? Well, have you looked at your average Obamacare plan? Have you looked at the average copay? Have you looked at the coinsurance? Have you looked at the deductible? I still haven't even got my pap smear this year, and I know you guys were waiting because I usually do a really good episode the day I get it done. Post a YouTube video. I've been putting it off. You know, I had my colonoscopy done about a year ago. I tried to get everything done before my insurance got worse. So I have insurance. I only have insurance for about another, 29 days. And then I get kicked off the plan because it's not a grandfathered in plan. And then I'm not going to have insurance because I can't afford what's on the website. So even with my insurance, am I going to the doctor? Am I getting stuff done? No, because every time I go, I get a bill. So with this rising out-of-pocket cost, maybe this one in three survey is wrong. Maybe it's more like, you know, 8 in 10 people don't want to go. Well, that, okay, that'd be 4 out of every 5. Geez, do we really have to simplify these fractions? I would think it's more. They say the thinking is when patients are more aware of healthcare costs and more discerning about what they really need, they will also be more discerning about their usage. Well, it's not really helping that every other week there's an article coming out saying you guys don't have to get your mammograms or your prostate check or whatever. 2/3 of large employers think consumer-driven healthcare is one of the most effective tactics to reduce costs. But Gallup found that more Americans are skipping on care that they think they really do need. So, for example, okay, it's one thing to go, you know what? I don't think I'm going to get genetic testing to see if I can, eat by my blood type or something like that. We're talking about people skipping getting their cholesterol checked. My husband, he won't check his cholesterol again. Once his cholesterol went down, he doesn't want to check it. Because if he checks it, it goes up. We're still having issues with pre-existing conditions, believe it or not, even after Obamacare. I can't tell you how many of my patients or bills don't get paid because they said we need to evaluate for pre-existing. What the hell are you doing? I thought there was an Affordable Health Care Act. I thought that was supposed to save us. Nope, it doesn't. So nobody wants to get anything looked at. I get that. I'm just surprised now that the number is 1 in 3. But when you guys read that article, I don't want you to misconstrue it as they are scared of Dr. Dahlia. Okay, I am not a scary person. I'm actually very nice. I'm very lovable. I'm very cuddly. Okay, I'm a real nice doctor. Right? But I understand. People don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be told they have something. I can't stand it when I do a test and then I got to tell somebody that they have cancer. We had one guy walk in. His white count was 33. Normal's about, you know, 8, anywhere from 4 to, you know, 10. 33, I'm like, I think you have leukemia. That's not a fun thing to tell people, all right? But that doesn't mean you stick your head in the sand, okay? So what should you do? You have insurance. You're spending money on the insurance. Well, again, you need to have a one-on-one with the doctor and go, okay, what do you want? And I love it when my patients do that. They sit down with me, they have a pad of paper, and they go, Dahlia, I'm 53 years old. What do you want me to do? Okay, pay your copay? No. First, all right, you know, have you had any blood work done? Have you had your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your thyroid checked? I did it about 6 months ago. Let me see those results. Because I get a lot of new patients that come in from out of town. They have a doctor back in Tennessee or Ohio or whatever. They want me to tell them what they should do. I go, let's see your blood work. Okay, if your blood work looks good, you could probably just do it every year. Once a year. If your cholesterol's off, your liver enzymes are off, or your kidneys are off, or whatever, you got to get that checked sooner. A year goes by super fast, but not in medicine. Okay, we may feel like the year goes by fast, but in medicine, that's a year of high blood pressure, or a year of diabetes, or a year of kidney damage. I also like to look at the medicines. What medicines are you taking? Do you need to be taking all these medicines? Okay, did your blood pressure start to poop out? So your doctor kept adding more and more medicines. We all do that. And then I get to be Monday morning quarterback going, no, wait a second, we're going to cut this, change this. You see? All right? So take a look at what you are spending money on currently. Okay? Well, you're on a cholesterol medicine. You're on a diabetes medicine, but you're thinking about getting a lap band procedure for your weight. Okay, well, that's good. Maybe if you get that lap band procedure, maybe you won't have diabetes anymore or high cholesterol. So my job is to make sure that not only we keep you well, but we also save you money. I did not go to medical school to figure out how to save people money. I went to medical school to learn how to fight AIDS, fight cancer, prevent heart attacks, etc. That's what I went to medical school for. But now we are expected as doctors to EEE, right? The three E's I taught you about, engage, educate, and enlist. I'm not going to enlist you to do anything. I can engage you that, oh, we got to be careful, make sure you don't have cancer. E, I can educate you on why we're worried about you having blood in the stool or why we're worried about that cough or you losing weight. But then I have to enlist you. And if I can't enlist you to do the test because the test is too expensive, that's still my job. So all of a sudden, I have to become a salesperson for something that I'm not even making money on. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. The polio vaccine, the Salk polio vaccine, turned 60. Oh, happy birthday, polio vaccine. You don't understand what a breakthrough this was. This was what many of you guys do remember. Polio was one scary sucker. All right. Apparently summertime was polio season. And communities would freak out. You would have movie theaters closed, bowling alley closed, swimming pools, beaches. People were so in fear of this disease because it would paralyze or even kill people. All right? Now, apparently the Salk polio vaccine field trial happened, I believe, in 1954. Desperate parents offered up, according to drugs.com, more than 1.8 million children to serve as test subjects, including 600,000 kids who were injected with either the vaccine or a placebo. The trial, I guess, is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. All right, Dr. Jonas Salk had created this vaccine at the University of Pittsburgh back in 1952. Research was funded by the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, which became a precursor of what? The March of Dimes. Salk's interest in polio grew out of his efforts on a flu vaccine back in the 1940s. At the University of Michigan School of Public Health, he had worked alongside his mentor virologist, Dr. Thomas Francis Jr. Now, the first major polio epidemic occurred back in 1894 in Vermont. There were 132 cases. New York City got a huge outbreak back in 1916. 6,000 people died. Over 27,000 people were affected by that. By 1940s, the polio was across the country. Now, they said modern sanitation might have actually sparked the emergence. I guess before the 20th century, children were more likely to contract it at earlier ages, etc., maybe getting immunity. When newer sewer systems and clean water supplies arrived, children didn't get dysentery and they didn't get other infectious disease. But then they were left vulnerable to polio. Sometimes getting sick with other things could give you cross immunity or protection against other things. Not that I'm saying dysentery is going to always help. So polio epidemic surged by the 1940s, 1950s, so there was a big need for this vaccine. The virus would probably cripple and paralyze 35,000 Americans annually, and it was at that time one of the most feared diseases. All right, so the polio would kind of live silently in you. It would live in the throat. It would live in the intestines. And then it would also spread oral fecal, right? We talked about that. Okay, so for example, you were changing a baby. If you touch a baby's poo-poo, we had to get rid of the oral polio vaccine years ago because somebody who never was vaccinated would get exposed to the kid's poo-poo and the oral vaccine in the poo-poo and then come down with polio. So we had to stop that. The summer months were probably the most conducive to the virus spread. They said three-quarters of cases, an infected person had no idea. They would just wake up and then all of a sudden couldn't move. One out of 100 cases, polio would hit the nervous system. It would attack the brain, attack the spinal cord. Because it affects the nervous system, it would stop breathing. Nobody understood what the hell was going on back in the 40s and 50s, but people were freaked out. All right? So I guess, let me see any other cool history bits on this. They said Salk worked 16 hours a day, 7 days a week for years, they say, on the polio vaccine. He used techniques based on his 1940s research of flu. What he wanted to do was get an inactivated polio vaccine where you got a dead strain of the virus. All right, so you inject somebody with the dead form of it, the body will recognize it. They don't know if it's alive or dead. Start to make antibodies, and now you hopefully have antibodies when the real thing comes and hits you. Now, they say in the beginning it wasn't perfect. It was complicated. You needed at least three shots to be fully inoculated. You know how some of you guys need boosters now with your tetanus, et cetera? And I guess there were also issues with funding. Some people wanted a live vaccine. Remember, how does a live vaccine work? What you have is you have a vaccine that is so watered down and so weak that when you get injected with it, it shouldn't hurt you, but it'll still incite an immune response. But finally in 1952, they were able to show safety of what happened with that shot, and by March 1954, he proved his vaccine was safe. So, he inoculated 5,300 people, including himself, his wife, his three sons. Oh, I would too. If I was working on something I thought it would work, I'd be injecting me. Also, I would use me as a test subject to show there's no side effects. I'm like, look, guys. All right? So, that's a little history on the polio vaccine. So it was extremely significant and it was amazing. Now, let's say somebody who gets the non-paralytic polio. What do they look like? All right, well, they look like anybody else with the flu.
Okay, you got the fever, the sore throat, the headache, vomiting, fatigue, back pain, neck pain, stiffness, muscle weakness. If it doesn't paralyze you, it can still cause a meningitis, because remember, the virus can travel to the brain and mess with the meninges, the lining of the brain, and start to affect and cause inflammation. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about the anniversary of the polio vaccine and polio. The paralytic polio was the rare but the most serious form of the disease. Okay, there were a bunch of different paralytic types, they said, depending on if it was your spinal cord, which would have been spinal polio, if it was your brainstem, the bulb of the brainstem, bulbar polio. If you had bulbospinal polio, that means the polio hit both the bulb, brainstem, as well as the spine. You would lose reflexes. You would sometimes have severe muscle aches. Then you would get weakness. Your limbs would be floppy, flaccid, paralysis. Now, sometimes people would get a post-polio syndrome, and I've had people that have post-polio syndrome today as patients, where they still have joint weakness. It's kind of progressive. They're fatigued, exhausted, muscle atrophy. Sometimes they have breathing problems, swallowing problems, etc. So it's you know, in America, polio is supposed to be eradicated, but we still have polio throughout the world. We still have it, okay? Not to the degree that we used to, and thank God for the polio vaccine. You guys get plenty of polio shots when you get it at 2, 4, 6 a year, and I believe another one at 4 years old. Got to make sure they didn't change that recommendation. So most of us were immune when we got our polio. But, you know, when parents tell me they don't want to vaccinate their kids, and I understand, it's a little scary. I understand, you know, taking a healthy kid in there and getting 5 shots or 6 shots at once. I understand that's scary. You know, we in this day and age never saw polio hit. That was some scary stuff. All right. I mean, I had a great grandfather die of tetanus. I mean, these are things we don't even have in our vocabulary or vernacular anymore. We don't talk about these because luckily we don't see it. Okay. Yeah, you know, we see flu. So we talk about the flu vaccine, but now there's so many medicines and there's so many things that people don't want to vaccinate. And I'm a huge fan of vaccination. I mean, polio is some scary stuff, all right? And if it's still out there or it comes to us, so hopefully that'll be eradicated soon. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say that there is now a breathalyzer for cannabis. Scientists have developed a device to detect drivers who are high. They think this will be available by the spring of 2015. The researchers were at Washington State University. It detects the THC, the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. Now, what's so important about this is if we do start to have issues with people driving, or you know how I said Israel and some other companies are making marijuana, you know, people that need marijuana for medical reasons, they are extracting the THC out of it so people could have just the cannabis and be able to benefit from that. And then what this will allow is somebody taking true medical marijuana for what they need, then not having to worry about the driving, et cetera, because the breathalyzer is going to be picking up on the THC. Unless, of course, the regular cannabis is making them, you know, high as well. But usually it's the THC. The gadget uses ion mobility technology, which is also used by airport security professionals to kind of pick up drugs, explosives, et cetera. It's prototype. It will be tested on humans as soon as next year. It's not supposed to tell you how stoned you are, but to confirm if you have THC in the system. Now, THC, or tetrahydrocannabinol, it's the chemical that kind of gives you that whoa feeling with marijuana. It bonds, not that I would know, it bonds to receptors on nerve cells, and these receptors are in the brain. They also are related to your memory, cognition, pleasure, coordination, perception of time. It stimulates cells in the brain to release dopamine. This THC releasing dopamine makes you feel happy. Unfortunately, it can also cause hallucinations, delusions, and affect rational thinking, etc. The effects last for about 2 hours. So, if we're having issues now with people driving and had a, you know, drug driving, etc., you know, you're still, it's a crime. Don't go away. I want to quickly talk about that. And then sagging breasts. We got 5 myths and facts about our droopy boobies. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The doctor, give me the news. I got.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as more states legalize marijuana, you know, we're here as some of us are smokers, some of us are non-smokers. And me as a non-smoker whose kids are about to learn how to drive, you know, and be out there on the streets, I want to make sure that we have some sort of a plan, right, on how to make sure people who are smoking aren't driving under the influence. I have a lot of patients that are dying to try it. All right? You know, will it get me off my blood pressure medicine, Dahlia? Will it help me with my diabetes? I'm kind of excited for them. I mean, I would really love to see, is all the little tidbits we're learning really, really true? And then I could start seeing the data, you know, firsthand, going, okay, wow, you've been smoking, you've been having access to it. I get to cut back your diabetes medication. I mean, it's going to be very, very interesting, very, very intriguing. But the big issue we have is, how impaired are you going to be? So if they are able to have this breathalyzer that detects the THC, the chemical responsible for the psychological effects, then we would be able to at least curb people, hopefully, now that they know that, you know, would be able to test it, you know, smoking a joint and then going out there. And being, although a lot of people still drink and go out there, but people now are so scared to death of getting a DUI that I'm seeing people freak out. I mean, we'll go out and they're like, no, I had one drink. I'm not driving. No way. So you have a lot of people out there freaked out about a DUI. Hopefully we have that same fear when it comes to marijuana. Now, does it affect driving skills? Of course. You get slower reaction times. You could get nausea if you're having the hallucinations because of the THC, panic attacks, paranoia, shakes, dizziness, fatigue, etc. Not to mention concentration. You know, I mean, a lot of it is, you know what? I see that car up there. You know, a lot of driving is mathematics. You know, we're always calculating the math, even if we weren't that good in math. You know, you're like, you know what? I got time. I see that kid walking across that street. He's looking across the other street, so you know he's about to make a turn across your street, but I got plenty of time. Or, you know what really gets me anxious is there's a person riding a bicycle, and I know I'm going to have to make a right turn. And that bicyclist is up ahead, and I know the speed they're going, I know the speed I'm going, and I could tell two blocks away that I am going to turn right into them unless I change my speed. And I hate sitting there waiting for a bicyclist to, but you know how you do that? You're like, okay, I'm going to hit him. Darn, I'm going to hit him, so I got to slow down. Or do I, so you speed up. You speed up, and then all of a sudden, they're there anyway. They're like, did they speed up? And you're like, wait. You know, and so you're calculating all the time when you're driving. You should be. Even though a lot of us have our minds on something else, or we're singing some sort of a song on the radio, which I like to do, and maybe we're not paying attention that much. Washington State University's research said can soon help out Washington State Patrol. They said that a quarter of blood samples taken from drivers in the area in the last year tested positive for marijuana. The state legalized cannabis 2 years ago, back in 2013. Well, no, not back in, that would have been 2012. And in 2013, 1,300 drivers tested positive for having active cannabis in their system, 25% more than the previous year. It's estimated that 720 of these people had THC levels high enough to lead to an automatic drunk driving conviction under state law. So, Washington State Patrol is excited about getting impaired drivers off the road. I am too. The better and the quicker we get society to catch up with this, the better it's going to be for all of us. And trust me, marijuana is going to be legalized throughout the country. Whether you're for that or not, it's going to happen. Once you have other states doing it and everybody sees the money that they make, other states are going to follow suit. But it could be an absolute mess on the road. I already see people driving. I don't know what the hell is wrong with them. You know, there was a woman that just drove right through a red light. She was just sitting there. She was going slow. The light was red. I'm about to slow down, and she just drives. So as soon as the light changed, I pulled up to see, you know, what the hell are we dealing with? And I could tell it was a woman. And I'm like, that's a red light there. It was like a new red light. So she probably wasn't expecting it. You know, where I live, there's a lot of new construction. So you're used to just driving down the road, and all of a sudden now there's a four-way stop, or now there's a light. So I'm like, look, there's a street light there now. She's like, I know. Guy, I just want to, you know, make sure you're safe. Okay, you know, but I'm like, okay. Now, this is kind of stupid. Okay, people get a clue. I'm not saying she was high, but I kind of like to be on a patrol. All right, so breasts, saggy breasts. Okay, this definitely caught my eye. Fox News, right? The myths and facts about sagging breasts. Unfortunately, I know these already, but it would help to enlighten all of you. Okay? This is by, hey, let me see. This is, let me see. Halle Berry says you need to wear a bra even to bed. Okay, you're not supposed to wear a bra to bed. Okay, she says that works to help keep her boobs perky. Alright, is it true that your breasts droop as you get older? Absolutely. Remember we talked about Cooper's ligaments? Cooper's ligaments is the connective tissue of the breast that help keep them looking up and perky. According to Dr. Dan Mills, Vice President of the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, he says they're made up of collagen and elastin, which break down as you age. Then when you go through menopause, you get more fat instead of the glands. That causes you to droop. So if you wear a bra, does it prevent them from sagging? No. I mean, you know, the bra will only help shape you when you're awake, etc. But wearing the bra when you sleep, you know. Now, yes, it would be nice to prevent further sagging by gravity. But they said one French researcher suggested that wearing a bra encourages sagging because it's weakening the breast-supporting tissue. Unless, of course, you have a sports bra. Running a rather high-impact aerobic exercises causes boobs to bounce up and down. That could break down connective tissue, so sports bras help in that department. So what you got to look at with the breast is you want to make sure you're not losing your connective tissue. So the more you, let's say, let them hang out and sag, etc., you'll lose that connective tissue part. But when you're sleeping, it doesn't matter because you're lying on your back. Can exercises help? I remember my mom had this little contraption that she would strengthen her pecs to try to up the breast. Unfortunately, a 2008 study concluded that breastfeeding is not a risk factor for, we call it ptosis or drooping. All right, pregnancy could in and of itself be more. The breastfeeding doesn't really do it, but the pregnancy does. Why? Because you have ligament stretching. After you're done being pregnant, boom, it goes back. So make sure, of course, you keep a healthy weight. Don't go from a size A to an F. And then hope to go back to a C that's perky. It won't happen. What about smoking? Does smoking change your breasts? Does sun tanning? Yes. According to this, they say lighting up is a significant risk factor for breast drooping. This was a 2008 study that looked at it as well. And bad habit. Now, if you soak up UV rays, etc., that could also mess with the breasts. A lot of us like to topless tanning, right? So we don't have tan lines and we think we look all sexy, etc. That could also, unfortunately, cause sagging, probably because of the UV breakdown. So you don't want to mess with the skin's collagen. You got to be careful, not a high-fat diet, and I guess maybe the less pregnancies. I don't know. But it's a real shame what we women go through. It's a real shame. You know, people ask me, why is menopause so depressing? I can handle my hormones. Dr. Dahlia, I'm feeling good. I think what it is your body just changes, and it changes so quickly. You know, any of us that have ever started losing our hair, any of us that have ever just started to notice that we can't fit into a dress well, you know, or we take a look at one of our pictures, a selfie, you're like, you know what, really? Is this the way it's going to be? And you know what? It's just going to get worse. And the biggest thing that's hitting me is I never thought I was pretty when I really was. I was like, nah, you know, maybe one day I'll look good, but I'm not pretty. And I look back at pictures and I'm like, really? Man, I could have been hot stuff. Oh, well. 1-877-DR-DUDLEY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well,
Good news? They say hospitals are getting safer. They say going to a hospital is actually getting safer. And people getting infections or being given the wrong drug or dose or, I don't know, falling has fallen 17% between the last 3 years, according to government health officials. A progress report from the Department of Health and Human Services shows such mistakes happened 121 times for every 1,000 people discharged from the hospital in 2013, which is down from 145 per 1,000 in 2010. The reasons for the changes are not fully understood, but they occurred at a time, they said, of concerned attention by hospitals throughout the country. Those efforts were spurred in part by safety initiatives and payment incentives called for in the Affordable Health Care Act. What? Payment incentives? They're penalizing you if a patient falls. Oh, my gosh, please, incentives. All right. Today's results are welcome news, according to HHS Secretary Sylvia Burwell. This data represents significant progress in improving the quality of care that patients receive while spending our health care dollars more wisely. The progress made since 2010 has prevented 50,000 deaths and has saved $12 billion per the report. They say the report found hospitals harmed patients 3.9 million times. What? In 2013, and that nearly 10% of patients were hurt in some way. That rate is too high. Okay, am I the only one saying this is bullcrap? Wait, what? Okay, I've worked at a few hospitals. I had the wonderful opportunity to train at UMC Medical Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, to train at Valley Hospital, to do some work in Reno, Washoe Medical, although now I think it's a different name, UCLA, Sepulveda VA, Olive, was it Olive View? Olive, I think it's Olive View near Valencia. So I've been in multiple hospitals. And not once did I see, now mind you, this was almost 20 years ago. Not once did I see somebody getting hurt because of something we did. Okay? I only once saw somebody fall on their own. He had come out in the middle of the hallway asking for something. Before the nurse could get to him, he fell. So, but that wasn't, I mean, was it really the hospital fault? Okay, I fall all the time at home. I mean, we fall. Falls happen. I mean, unless we want to restrain everybody to their beds, which is something that I don't think would go over very, very well. So, I'm a little confused why the Affordable Health Care Act gets all this credit for people not getting sick. Now, I do have a theory, okay? All right. I remember 20 years ago, we were really worried about people getting nosocomial infections, or basically infections from being in the hospital. We always told each other, get them out of the hospital before they get sick. They're vulnerable. There's going to be somebody walking in with flu. Get them out of here. They're here for a knee replacement. Get them out of here before they get sick. And the one thing I am noticing is people are getting kicked out of the hospital faster. So this report may be very skewed. If you have people who used to be in the hospital for a week after a surgery and now are leaving next day, and that counts as the patient visit, and that patient wasn't there long enough to have a fall or to get another infection, etc., then that, you see what I mean? Then that number looks good. If we are kicking people out of the hospital faster, then your numbers are going to look better. Also, if we are moving people to other facilities, for example, you heard what was happening with Medicare patients in the readmission. Hospitals getting penalized if the patient's readmitted. So if hospitals, as we've heard rumored, say, no, take them elsewhere, then that hospital doesn't get the person with the readmission. You see, so, I mean, I think there could be a lot of manipulation of this. It doesn't make sense to me. I never gave anybody the wrong wrong medicine. I mean, you looked at the medicine, you wrote the medicine down, you had somebody else look at it with you, you drew it up, you gave them the medicine. I mean, you know, I don't understand why medicine errors would be so common. I do get a little nervous with all the digital stuff now. Very interesting. So you have, you know, digital wristbands and you digitalize everything and everything gets clicked and scanned like you're at Walmart, you know, into a database and everything is all computerized. And, you know, I'm hoping that scan code is right. You know, I mean, you know, so but and maybe that did help take away some human error. But I find it really hard to believe that our nurses, who are the backbone of our healthcare system, would, according to this study, be causing that many more thousands upon thousands of errors on our patients. Now, another thing also that I noticed that's different now is you are getting a nice cocktail of antibiotics. All right? We don't mess around. We don't. So if we're afraid you're going to get something, you're on antibiotics. We're culturing this, and we're doing this, and we're, you know, I mean, so if somebody was going to come down with an infection, a lot of times they're on antibiotics already. So there's a few reasons for this, but I hate reading these things because it makes us sound like we suck. We doctors and nurses do a pretty good job. Jeez. They say HIV is losing its edge and evolving into a milder form. Thank God. We have been worried for decades that HIV is going to mutate to something more vicious. Now we have a study led by British scientists that HIV is evolving to become less deadly and less infectious. Team at the University of Oxford has shown that it's taking longer for an HIV infection to cause AIDS. Now, HIV has evolved pretty rapidly. It prevents you from resisting. Your natural immunity goes down. We've talked about how HIV turns into AIDS. They say the study indicates that people infected by AIDS are likely to progress to AIDS, with HIV, likely to progress to AIDS more slowly. So rather than you getting AIDS quickly, it takes longer to develop that. Now, maybe it's because of our retrotherapy. I don't know. However, keep in mind, if you don't have signs of AIDS, you may be less inclined to get an HIV test. So I would definitely suggest that you know, if you think you've been exposed or you're at high risk, to, you know, make sure you still get an HIV test. All right? They say widespread access to antiretroviral therapy make an important contribution to the overall goal. We know that. Scientists said 20 years ago at the time AIDS was 10 years old. But in the last 10 years in Botswana, that's, I don't know what they're saying here. Oh, I don't know. Okay, we'll move on. All right, the study was done by researchers at the University of Oxford along with scientists from South Africa, Canada, Tokyo, Harvard, and Microsoft. Good for them. Okay, excellent. Invisibility cloak. This is pretty cool. There's a temporal cloaking device, all right, that is a cloak for time. You could hide entire events in bubbles. They say experts separated strands of light frequencies before changing their height. By slowing the speed of photons on a strand, the intensity of the light dropped to zero. It made the strand invisible, hidden behind other strands. And I don't really get this. This is just a little too, you know, high-tech for me. But when you conceal events behind strands of laser light, the researchers could make it appear as if a moment, such as an object moving from one position to another, had spontaneously occurred and traveled inside a bubble of time. What could this cloaking device be used for? Probably another James Bond movie. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-726-9415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-726-9415. That's 1-800-726-9415. Call 1-800-726-9415.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.